good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. Joining us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good April Fool's Day morning to you, Judy.
And to you as well, David.
Well, not a happy story this morning. We're headed to St. Johnsville, where a man has been on trial for sexually abusing six Amish boys, and the defense saying the allegations of wrongdoing were, quote, constructed by the Amish. Can you explain?
Yeah, this is in Montgomery County Court, where District Attorney Jed Conboy told the jury yesterday that allegations against Robert Madsen date back to 2006 and involve boys as young as 12. Conboy said Madsen would invite the boys in succession, first three from one family, then three from another, to his farm to do work for him. Conboy said the defendant groomed them and then he violated him. Madsen faces more than three dozen charges. If convicted, he could face as much as 25 years to life in prison. Madsen's attorney, Steve Coffey, denied his client committed any crimes. He admitted to the jury that there was some sexual contact with some of the individuals, but that contact occurred when the boys were 17 or older. Other allegations, he said, were simply untrue. Madsen was first arrested in February 2014 after the initial accuser, then 20, disclosed the alleged abuse to his father and then immediately to a neighbor with connections to law enforcement. As the investigation took shape, state police learned of similar accusations from the boys' brothers and from young boys in another family. Steve Coffey, the defense attorney, contended the allegations were constructed by the Amish community because of Madsen's sexual orientation. Madsen is gay, Coffey said, and the Amish view on homosexuality was that it's not just condoned, it's condemned. Father of one of the boys was on the stand yesterday. He said the members of the Amish community allow their sons to work on non-Amish farms to broaden their horizons and learn skills they might otherwise not experience. He says the Amish will worry about sending their boys out, but the experiences have always been good. Testimony continues today before Judge Felix Katina. Madsen is free on bail.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. And for more on this or other stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, as always, thank you.
Thanks, David.